Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Kathy Perry's here, too. Kathy's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, our good friend, social media specialist extraordinaire. She's our social media pro. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and she's got some very interesting stuff to tell us about today. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be with you today.
That's Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J. Kathy, Facebook.
I think we were going to talk about Google Plus.
I know we are going to talk about Google Plus, but before we talk about Facebook, Plus, I want to say that have you and I talked about the Princeton report, the Princeton survey? Have we talked about that?
No, I'm not sure.
You know about the Princeton survey?
Well, I've probably seen it.
This is the one. This is the Princeton University survey that says that by 2017, a mere 3 years from now, a paltry 3 years from now, Facebook could lose 70 or 80, I forgot which number, either one or breathtaking, 70-80% of their core users.
Well, nothing like that surprises me, Jim.
Well,
I mean, we've seen it happen with other platforms and other tools.
Right, right. And who chronicled, who said that was the kind of thing to expect in chapter 17 of their new book, The Age of the Customer? Who said that, Kathy?
Oh, Jim, you know what? You're way ahead.
Who began calling themselves the social media heretic in 2008?
Oh, you have that name, that's for sure.
So now all the if it can happen to Facebook, and folks, I don't know if it's going to happen, and I don't want it to happen. It doesn't make me happy to talk about this. I just think we have to report it. But this comes back, Kathy, to my point that I've been making for 6 years now, and that is that you have to put social media platforms in perspective when you're building customer communities that you hope to keep in perspective. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, as everything evolves, there's always going to be change in a business.
Right.
And we have to use the tools. I mean, it's like, why, you know, people aren't still using typewriters, Jim.
Right. Well, but this is different though, Kathy, because when I changed from a typewriter to a computer, my customers didn't even know it because they were still on my customer list. But when I go from a Facebook community, when I build a community of customers on a Facebook platform, and then all of a sudden that platform is no longer available to them, or they do something that ticks off those people, or whatever, then I have put all that work in that community that somebody else really controls. I put all that in jeopardy.
Well, and the thing is, we have to use these tools intelligently.
Yep.
So we use them as a way, really an advertising medium. It's a way to reach an audience, to drive them to a property that you control, like your website.
Right.
You know,
or somehow get close enough to them where you can put some kind of contact information in a parallel universe list.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's, folks, this is what I talk about. This is what I talk about.
I mean, this is it's a free platform.
That's right.
You can't expect it to be your own.
And this is what I talk about in my book, folks. And I've gotten, Kathy, you know, I've gotten a lot of pushback from people, you know, calling me a Luddite or whatever because of my attitude about, I believe you should use social media. I want you to use social media. I just don't think you should trust it. And I don't think you should count on it being there forever. Now let's move over to Google Hangouts.
That's
now,
right.
Now,
right.
I don't think Google Hangout, I don't think Google is going to go away anytime soon. But
no.
Google Hangouts is here now, but it may not be here 3 years from now. Google has discontinued other programs.
Oh, absolutely.
So tell us about Google Hangouts.
The good, the bad, and the ugly on Google Hangouts is, you know, obviously it's great, it's free, it's a way to broadcast by video, you know, worldwide, but you have to remember that, you know, because it is free and because it is Google, there isn't any support. So if there's a problem, it's a problem.
Right. I did a webinar on an interview with four people, counting me, on Google Hangouts the other day. No,
How did it go?
That's what Google Hangouts is, right? It's the Skype. It's basically the Skype version of Google.
Yes, it's like a webinar or a live broadcast.
I have to tell you, folks, and this, you know, as I say, a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. He's always questioning. Well, that's me, but I have to give them their due, Kathy. It was pretty successful. I felt the platform was stable. There were four of us having a conversation. All of our faces got up there, including mine. God help us, and it worked out great.
Oh, and it can, but it also can crash.
Yeah. Okay.
and that's one of the biggest problems when you're doing streaming video is also your users. It depends on people trying to access it. What is their bandwidth? What is their connection?
That's it. That's exactly right. Yeah,
and if there's a problem,
you have this with any platform. This is not a Google problem. This is a backbone problem and a last mile problem.
Absolutely. It's just that what you have to be aware of, if you're going to use this as a critical part of growing your business, and it's not entirely stable. Like if you were doing a webinar to promote a product launch. And it could mean a lot of money to you if it goes well, and the platform crashes because you've relied on that
on a free service. Go ahead.
That's not a good idea. If it's
important to you, go ahead and pay for the pro version of whatever it takes to get that out. Don't do the free version. That's based on the vagaries of the backbone and the last mile connection. But I'll tell you, Google Hangouts, in my experience, my first experience, I got to give them two thumbs up on that one, Kathy. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about some other things. If you give somebody a bad review online, is it defamation? We'll ask Kathy about that. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.